As we come on the podcast, we bring to you big information. Meezer Dad eliminated from playoff contention. Meezer Dad, he's been our top guy all throughout the years. Third, second, first, fourth, you name it. But one that hasn't been named on that list? Last place. Why the history is not on Meezer Dad's side? We explain all that in the podcast today and more. We are back and ready to go on the podcast here on a Wednesday. Wednesday evening, everybody is enjoying their evenings as we begin right into it with the Week 8, I believe, breakdown. Yes, the Week 8 breakdown. And we begin in a big one. Mr. Luke and Mr. Gilbert. Mr. Luke, he's on a run. I tell you, every single year, he just digs deep and he goes on a run. And this was a big one. 177 for Mr. Luke. Everybody in beautiful numbers except for the running back too, and it was beautiful, absolutely beautiful job here by Mr. Luke. I mean, you name it, points were put up. DeAndre Hopkins, welcome back. You're going off. Almost 34 points there. If not, then here we go. Playing Mr. Gilbert. Mr. Gilbert is struggling. If his season isn't done already, you can maybe name it. Mr. Luke's on a rise. Mr. Gilbert is not. Mr. Gilbert's player of the week, though. Dalvin Cook, 25 points. And for Mr. Luke going off, how about we give it to DeAndre Hopkins, 34 points. Good job by Mr. Luke. He will have to get another win to keep his season alive. I believe one loss. Maybe he shows a chance, but two more, he's definitely out. But he just has to keep winning. Mr. Dad goes down 0-8. When will he get the win is the biggest question. Uncle Buck with a big old win. 7-1. Uncle Buck. Diggs and Allen. That's one big thing. And when you got Derrick Henry also putting up almost 36 points, I think you're going to win your week, right? For Mr. Dad, he put up a solid number, right? Tua went off, 33 points for him. Alvin Kamara, 42. He loves to see it. Besides that, Mostert, nothing. Adams, nothing. Defense, nothing. I mean, really a struggling day for Mr. Dad. Only 126. He loses and he gets eliminated from playoff contention. And Mr. Ryan and Ms. Lori, Mr. Ryan handles business. Is exactly how you put it. He handles business. His team shows up. McCaffrey can do it all on the ground and the air. In the passing game, he's his player of the week. There's not much to be said about that one. That's a guarantee. And for Miss Lori, you got Jalen Hurts, who's been keeping you in it all season. Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley. If it's not time for Najee Harris to go, I think it's now. I think you're playing a guy like Allen Robinson. I know. If you're debating on who to start in a flex spot, I'm definitely starting a guy like Allen Robinson over Najee Harris. She went big on him in the draft, and he's been the biggest disappointment all year. I don't think he's got a touchdown all year. I may be mistaken, but I don't think he has, and I'm about to check right now because I personally want to know. And he has one on the year against Cleveland, and that wasn't even his highest playing game. His highest point game was 14 points. And when you got a running back where you need some games in the 20s, you're getting nothing out of Najee Harris. And the big one. If Mr. Woody needs to stay alive, really, in the conversation of big powerhouse teams, he needs to start winning these tight games, and he's not. You got your big three, right? Me, Mr. Ryan, Uncle Buck, and who's the little brother out on the left, out on the side? It's Mr. Woody. He falls to 5-3, and he's really got to talk to his team, check it out, what's going on. There's one more loss, and oh, no. I got myself, though. 129, basically 130. Another tight loss, but we're getting the job done. Players aren't performing as best as I want them to, but it's whatever. McPherson, he put up a fat goose egg on Halloween. I guess he wanted to be a goose or an egg for Halloween. But besides that, DJ Moore performed when I needed to perform. He's my player of the week. I mean, 27 points. And Tony Pollard, a great plug and play. 33 points coming from him. And with that, we look here at the standings. And Mizor Dad, Mr. Ryan, Mizor Kamish and Mr. Ryan both at 6-2. Mr. Woody at 5-3. But you look big on two teams. Uncle Buck, he is not at a guaranteed win yet. But if Uncle Buck wins this week, he will clinch playoffs. He will clinch the playoffs. And for Mr. Luke, he's got to keep winning, right? He still has a chance. Him and Mr. Gilbert, they're holding on by a thread, but these two teams need to win, period. Mr. Dad, no team that has been first eliminated from the playoffs has not been the loser. So what he's going to have to do is, Mr. Dad, he's still playing to not wear the t-shirt, to not raise Peepaw's trophy is the biggest thing. He does not want to raise that trophy at the end of the season, so he's got to start winning now. And speaking of winning games, let's go into the predictions side of our podcast here. And we begin with a big one for both teams, Mr. Luke and Mr. Woody. This is going to be an interesting thing here. I think Mr. Woody can stick a dagger right in Mr. Luke's chances, and this is that type of game. It's a trap game for both sides, right? It is a trap game for Mr. Woody and for Mr. Luke. It's a killer. It's David and Goliath type of a matchup here. As much as I want to go with Mr. Luke here, I think Mr. Woody focuses up and he gets the job done and he puts a dagger right in Mr. Luke's season. Right there. Uncle Buck and Miss Lori. This is a game here where the league is all rooting for Miss Lori, right? You always want to root against the top team. And it can easily happen. She's got a lot of guys on bye. Big one there is Saquon Barkley, right? He's on bye. Who fills the role of him and Harris both out is the biggest thing. I think she's just got too much on bye. She doesn't know. It's going to be a lot of plug and play. So unless you have a stacked waiver team, which you might have one, I think Uncle Buck, it's like a bunch of waiver guys against a powerhouse team. Who are you going to choose, right? I got Uncle Buck improving his record to 8-1 and clinching the playoffs. Mizor Dad and Mr. Ryan. This is a big one, right? Mizor Dad, an upset-type game. He's scared Mr. Ryan already. The trap game for Mr. Ryan, enough said. There is a lot of holes in Mr. Ryan's team. I can see it already. Dad, it does not look like a whole team necessarily, but we'll just have to see, right? We will just have to see what all happens. I think Dad makes this thing interesting, and I'm doing it. Mizor Dad pulls off the upset against Mr. Ryan. Gets his first win of the season. Myself and Mr. Gilbert desperately needing a win, but he's facing me, who I feel like I desperately need a win, right? It's going to be very even. Going to be very low scoring, just like the last one. And we will, of course, see what happens, right? I win. It doesn't necessarily lock me for the playoffs, but if you get to 8 wins, you're locked, right? Right now, you're at 6, right? If you get to 8 losses or 8 wins, that's the turning point in your season, basically. So it'll be very interesting to see here. If I'm going to win, it's going to be production by Taysom Hill. I've got him in at the flex spot. I think that I'm going to go with him. Somebody steps up. If Taysom Hill steps up, I win the matchup. Simple. Mr. Gilbert here, it's going to be the weak spots like Devin Singletary or Brady, necessarily. If those guys have a killer game, he'll win. That's really, it's not really a guy that, if you're not having breakout weeks on your team, Mr. Gilbert, he's going to keep losing. Simple, and enough said about that. That's all we have for today's Wednesday evening podcast. Dad eliminated Uncle Buck as 1-1 away from clinching the playoffs. And it's big. He's been on that 7th streak all year. What will happen? He's 1-1 away from clinching it. We will see what happens. See you at... Hope everybody has a great football week, and we will see you next Tuesday.